Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of...
Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friend, Josie Pasentino. I talked with Josie about the upcoming Josie Music Awards. Her recent move to Tennessee and everything, anything she's been doing since she was... since he was last on with us. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back my lovely friend, Miss Josie Pasentino. Hey, Josie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to catch up with you today.
Oh, me too. I've been looking forward to it. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Absolutely, And thank you for doing this. I mean, it's always fun getting to talk with a fellow host like yourself. It's always so much fun for me.
Oh yes, me too. I'm very excited. You know, I listen to your show. You know that I told you last time that I do listen to your show, and I love what you do for artists and you know, for the country music community. I think what you do is just incredible and so important. So I'm so thrilled to be here.
So I right back at you, my friend. And I kind of did a little research for this interview just to kind of hear what you've been doing since the last time you were home. And you got a chance a couple of months ago or so to interview a mutual friend of ours, Miss Katie Cook.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah, it was the second time she was on the show, and we talked about all sorts of things, but she's really into, you know, the paranormal world, which I absolutely love. I'm really into it, too. So we had a nice conversation about that. We had that in common, so... We were just talking all about that and everything she does as well. I mean, she does so many different things. She wears so many hats. So it was great to be able to catch up with her and talk to her. And she's just such a lovely lady. I mean, you know that. She is just such a beautiful soul. So it was just so great to talk to her for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I met Katie probably, I think it was either last year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in person, and she's just as sweet in person as you think she'd be. She's just, I love her to death, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What's funny is I interviewed her the first time when I was 14, when I started the show. She was my very first interview. And, you know, then recently I interviewed her again, but I've never actually met her in person yet. Isn't that funny? I've never actually met her in person, but I would love to.
Well, a funny story for you. I interviewed her like about a year or so ago, not having met her in person yet. So she emails me and says, "Hey, if you're ever in Nashville, I'd love to hang out with you sometime." And it just so happened that we were going to Nashville probably like a month or two after that. So I emailed her back. I said, "Okay, sure." We actually met at Tin Roof Broadway there in Nashville, her and her husband, Adam.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. I hope one of these days I'm able to catch up with her, but she seems like she would be just as sweet in person, you know, as she has been on the interview. She seems just like such a, like I said, such a beautiful soul for sure.
Oh gosh. And you know how they always say don't meet your heroes because they'll end up disappointing you. Not true with Katie at all. I wanted to, and the main reason I asked you on today is you've got some major things happening pretty soon.
Yes, a lot, so many things. You know, it's funny because we just moved to Tennessee. And so, you know, the moving process is just insane. As everyone who's moved, you know, the huge process that you have to go through with that. That was one big adventure. And now coming up, I'm getting married on August 1st to my fiance, Matt Boone, who I'm sure many, many know. He's just a sweetheart. And then we have the award show on September 5th. So we have a wedding August 1st and then the award show September 5th. So it's, you know, back to back, but such great things, though. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Wow. You, my friend, are going to be a busy lady in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be pretty, pretty crazy. Just so many different things going on, but they're all good things, thankfully. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Josie Music Awards, I know nominations recently came out, and I was looking through the nomination list on the day that they were released because I have a ton of good friends up for awards this year, and. Mm-hmm. And I get down to the promotions through media section, and my good friend Rhonda of Thundering Hoofs Productions was nominated in that. So I'm scrolling, and then I see my name. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, congratulations to you. You know, me and my mom, we're not a part of the nomination process or anything. So the first time that I found out that you were nominated, I was typing up the list because, you know, I'm the one that has to type it. And boy, was that a lot of names to type. But I went down to, you know, that category and I typed in, you know, I saw that Weekdays at Murph was next. So I typed it up. I was like, oh my goodness, he's going to completely lose his mind. So I was like, I can't wait till he sees this list.
and pretty much the second I saw the list, after about 10 minutes of saying, this is not happening, I blasted the list all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I blasted it all over social media.
That's so cute. Yes, I mean it's well deserved. I mean, I definitely could see why you were nominated. I mean, you promote artists so much. I mean, with your show and just in general. I mean, on, you know, your pages, you just advertise, you know, like mad, you know, in upcoming independent country artists. And I think it's very well deserved. So congratulations to you for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, and. I'm not big on recognition. I mean, I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about. I do what I do because I love it, obviously. But to get that nomination from a show that I consider the Grammys of independent music is just totally humbling.
Oh, well, like I said, I mean, you really do deserve it, and thank you. And I'm so excited because I know that you're going to be coming down, so I'm going to finally get the chance to meet you. So I've been really looking forward to that. So we're going to have a good time for sure.
Absolutely, we are. And I've already got my cabin booked at Dollywood. I've got that booked. I've got I've got the dates worked out, so I'm good to go.
I love it. You are ready. Well, it's going to be great. And, you know, of course, safety is a huge, huge concern, and we don't know what it's going to look like in September. You know, I mean, it could get better. You never know. But right now, I know Dollywood is incredible. I believe right now they're doing, like, temperatures at the gate and mandatory masks and stuff like that. So, and like I said, we don't know what it's going to look like in September, but I'm leaving all of the rules and all that to Dollywood. So we're going to just follow their lead. And whatever they say, you know, whatever guidelines we need to follow, we'll make sure we post on our page, you know, once we, you know, figure out all those guidelines. So keep a lookout on my pages, everybody, so you can find the guidelines. But we're going to be safe and have fun.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a party. I mean, I love industry events like this because not living specifically in Nashville, I live about 3 hours outside of the city, sort of like you do.
Yeah.
I'm not living specifically in Nashville. I love these industry events because it gives me a chance to see people that I don't normally see on a regular basis.
It's true. I mean, Nashville is a wonderful city. It is the music city of the world. And, you know, just everyone is just so kind. I mean, every time we've been in Nashville, everybody's been just so wonderful to us and just so welcoming. And, I mean, that really is where, I mean, dreams do come true. I mean, there's just everything about Nashville is just wonderful. It really is.
And I was actually in Nashville a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, seeing Garth Brooks, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Garth Brooks. Believe it or not, Garth played the listening room there in Nashville, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
And I don't know how, I was with my mom, my aunt, and my uncle, who you'll meet at the awards, by the way.
Great.
And my dad. I was with my mom and my uncle there. They're at the listening room. I listened to Garth, and I don't know how they pulled that off. It's still a mystery to me, but I got to go backstage and meet the man.
Oh, wow, really?
Seriously.
That's amazing.
Oh, like I said, I don't know how they pulled that off. I'm still curious about that, but seriously, Garth is like, everything anybody ever says about Garth, how genuine he is absolutely just beyond true.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. I mean, because I love Garth Brooks. And you know how when you really love an artist, you hope that they're just as amazing and sweet as, you know, they portray themselves. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that he's just as wonderful as I picture.
He hung up down there beside me and talked for a good maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And when I told him what I do with the podcast, he goes, "Good. We need people like you out there supporting them." And Josie, that to me was like, God saying, "You're doing something right, kid."
I mean, what a great compliment to get from him. I mean, and it's true. I mean, we do need a lot more people out there who are promoting and supporting independent artists. Because there's not a lot of us out there, you know, to do that, you know. So
it really
is a great thing when you're able to do that.
And I remember when I started in this business about 8 years ago now, almost 8 years ago, there were a few shows out there like this, and now I can probably count on one hand the number of shows like ours that are out there.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they're just dwindling away. You know, many people are moving on or doing other things. And, you know, It's sad. We do need more people out there, and hopefully more will come this way and start supporting artists out there, you know?
Absolutely. And I tell you, probably the biggest compliment I've ever gotten, besides the yard compliment, which was huge in and of itself, I've had people come to me and tell me this. They go, "Murph, I started a podcast because I see what you're doing, and I respect you for it." I'm like, "You what?"
Wow. That's a great compliment. Yeah. Isn't that flattering? Doesn't that feel so good to know you inspire somebody?
Absolutely. And as soon as they said that, I'm like, I'm going to go cry now.
Right? It's so beautiful. Love it.
So I know you said I'm getting married in like a month, and you've got the awards coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
What else is on the docket for you? I mean, what else have you got coming up?
Let's see here. Well, we're actually doing a revamping of the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. So we actually built a studio. So we're going to pretty soon do like a Facebook Live red ribbon ceremony. You know how you see like the red ribbon and the big scissors and to kind of like unveil the new studio. So pretty soon we're going to do a Facebook Live for everybody to see on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JosiePnineteenNinety-five, or just type in Josie Fasentino. And we'll be doing that for the new studio. And we're going to also unveil a whole brand new Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. And so stay tuned for that. I'm very excited about it. The studio looks amazing, and we're going to just show a bunch of footage of that. So tuned.
Oh, nice. I've been seeing a couple of pictures of the studio that you posted on Instagram and social media and stuff. I've been seeing a couple of pictures, and it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's exactly what I wanted. You know, we kind of had a vision of what we wanted it to look like. And, you know, we have great people that are working on it. And my fiance, Matt, he's making it just my complete dream studio. And, you know, everything that I want in there is in there. So I'm really excited for everybody to be able to see the studio, but then also hear the new and improved Josie Show and Country Blast Radio coming very, very soon. And so we'll be updating everybody with the first episode of the Josie Show coming up here shortly. So I'm really excited about that.
I cannot wait. And, and speaking of studios, pretty much all my studio consists of at this point is a laptop, Blog Talk Radio, and an on-air sign that does not work.
No. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we needed you know, to have a new space to do that. And you know, it's great because it's soundproof, and, you know, I'm able to, you know, do my interviews and all that now without, you know, the we have two dogs, so without them barking and interrupting the shows and stuff. So, we needed a little bit of a upgrade, and I think it's just perfect the way that I wanted it. And so let's see here, we got that going on. Of course, the wedding on August 1st, and then the award show September 5th, 2020, which is going to be at Dollywood again. Dollywood's our home. We're going to be in the Celebrity Theater, and this year it's actually going to be televised, so which is exciting.
I did see that. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it's going to be – it's great. It's going to be televised as a rebroadcast, so it's not going to be live, but it's going to be a rebroadcast on Comcast. Yeah, Comcast Channel 9 and AT&T U-verse Channel 99 in Nashville.
Oh, nice. Okay. This will be like my third or fourth a TV taping I've been a part of. I was a part of the Nashville Universe Awards 2018.
Right.
when that was taped live. This Garth thing that I went to a couple of weeks ago, that was a live taping, and now this is going to be live. So this is like the third or fourth live thing I've been a part of.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this is such a great start for us. You know, we really wanted to, you know, have this kind of opportunity to, you know, have like a bigger audience for independent artists and independent music in general. And, you know, maybe one day we'll be, you know, on national television, on everybody's TV in the world. That would be amazing. But for now we are, that's our hope one day, to be able to be just on everybody's TV. But until then, we're on Comcast Channel 9 and AT&T Verse Channel 99 in Nashville. I mean, Nashville is the place to be, right? I mean, it's Music City. So
exactly.
What better place to be seen than in Nashville, right? So, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be great.
I kind of wanted to backtrack a little bit. This is your, what, third year to be at Dollywood this year?
That's a good third question. Yeah, third year in Dollywood. We have been, and it's our sixth annual, so it's our sixth one coming up here. And, yeah, so our third year in Dollywood, we've been at, like, Nissan Stadium. We've been at the Schermerhorn Symphony Center. And then the Gaylord Opryland's, their Springs building. But now, you know, Dollywood is definitely our home. I mean, they're amazing. So we're definitely going to stay there year after year. And what I love about that is just they put on like a full production for us. I mean, for those that were there last year, we had K2 cannons. We pretty much had everything that you would want for a show, except without the pyro and fire and all that. We didn't have that,
right.
But we are able to have a little bit more fun in Dollywood. So, we absolutely love them, and they're just so wonderful to us. So we're staying put in Dollywood.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but have you guys already started to announce the list of performers?
We have started. We have a couple performers now that we've announced, and you know, moving forward, we're going to post more here coming up shortly. As soon as you know the performance contracts come back to us, we're then able to announce. But so far, we were able to announce Josie Beth Jones as a performer, and she was on The Voice. She was on Team Blake, and she is an incredible artist, and she's so young too. So she is going to be there to perform. We also have Nick Sihajis, who is an incredible, incredible, incredible artist. He's going to be performing for us. And we have more here on the docket that we're going to be posting here shortly. But we're still, our panel and everybody, we're still looking for more performances through the performance application that we put out a while ago. So we usually get like 500 applications of performances,
like 500,
and like we have to put like only like we can only pick like 12. So we're still going through that, but we'll announce more shortly. Yeah.
For anybody out there still listening to our ramblings, I mentioned earlier that the Josie show is kind of like the independent Grammys, at least to me. You guys cover pretty much every genre. I mean, we're talking country, rock, pop, Americana, jazz. I mean, you guys do it all.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I mean, we love music, and if we were going to do an award show, we were going to, you know, recognize just all genres. So, yeah, like you said, we do all of those genres. We do jazz, blues, pop, rock. I mean, we do it all, country, modern, traditional, contemporary. I mean, we have it all at the show. So it's a lot of fun, and there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And the performers – reflect that as well. We like to choose different performers to, you know, make it interesting, make it exciting, and represent everyone. You know what I mean?
Right. And I love that because I am a huge music fan myself. I mean, I listen to anything from George Strait to the Temptations to Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it all.
Right.
I love it all.
So do I. Me too. I just love it all. And you know, I think that's what a lot of people really enjoy about the Josie Music Awards is when you go there. I mean, you're seeing people from all walks of life. I mean, people from, you know, come down usually from like Italy and Germany, mm-hmm. and Africa and just all over the place. And, you know, just so many different genres and people meeting each other. It's just such a huge family. And that's what I love about it. It's just amazing.
And like I said earlier, there are so many good friends of mine that are nominated that
mm-hmm.
I haven't met in person yet.
Right. It's like a big family. I mean, once you go there, you're going to see so many of those friends that you've talked to on your show and, you know, talked on, you know, Facebook or Twitter. You know, a lot of them come to the show, so it'll be kind of cool for you mm-hmm. to be able to see them as well. I mean, it's like a big family reunion. That's what I call it. It's like a family reunion.
Absolutely it is. Now, I wanted to ask before we I get off here. You've been in this industry many years. Has there ever been? This is kind of a two-part question. Has
uh-huh.
there ever been a fan moment where like you're out in the street somewhere and somebody goes, "Hey, I listened to your show," or whatever, you know?
That's a good question. I actually, it was really funny. So it was for the Josie Music Awards, and we rented, we were staying at a hotel, and this isn't about the Josie show, but this was about Josie Music Awards. When we were walking in and stuff, you know, they asked, you know, us, you know, "Oh, what are you here for?" You know, and we were like, you know, we host the Josie Music Awards and all that. And the person behind the counter of this hotel was like, "Oh, I know the Josie Music Awards." You know, and I thought that was kind of funny. I thought that was hilarious, you know, because we've never met these people from Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, we were living in Illinois, and we were just, you know, we were just at a hotel, you know, to stay for the Josie Music Awards. And they just, you know, nonchalantly asked, you know, what are you here for? You know, and we're like, "Josie Music Awards." And they just knew it, what it was immediately, which I thought was really, really cool. And I think that was the most neatest thing that I think people have recognized me for. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is a cool feeling. And
yeah.
I remember... So, the second part of my question before I get to a story, mm-hmm. a pretty cool story, mm-hmm. is there anybody that you've either met in person or talked to on the Josie show that you've been starstruck
mm-hmm.
by?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would have to say Ray Price was probably the one that I was starstruck the most by, because, you know, Ray Price, my parents loved Ray Price, okay? You know what I mean? Like, loved him. I mean, grew up on him, right? And Ray Price is, you know, he is a country music legend. And before that interview, I was so nervous. I was like, "Oh my goodness, I don't know. I hope this is going to be a good interview. I hope he likes me." I was so starstruck before the interview, and I was just so worried that it wasn't going to go well. But then, you know, once you get going and once you talk to, you know, these artists, you know, Ray Price, I mean, he was just the kindest man, and he told me stories about working with all these incredible, huge artists, And he just made it very comfortable to talk to. But I think beforehand, that one was really, really, really nerve-wracking. But also, I have to say Mickey Gilley as well, because I did that one in person. I was backstage at one of his concerts, and they gave me my own dressing room, which was really, really cool. So I felt all, like, I felt all cool and stuff.
Well.
And he waltzed in my dressing room, and he sat down, and we started the interview and all this, and I was just like, I cannot believe I am doing this right now. I was like 16 at that point, and I was like, what is my life? This is just unbelievable. And I think those two moments, I was probably the most freaked out, for sure.
Oh, I know that feeling. And this is going to sound weird, but I get more nervous talking to fellow radio hosts like yourself than I do talking to these artists.
Yeah, I see that too, actually. I mean, like with Katie Cook, like the first time I interviewed Katie Cook, I was so, so nervous because, I mean, she does this all the time, right? This is her living, interviewing people. And, the first time that I interviewed her, I was like, oh gosh, if I mess up, she's going to know I messed up. She's, what if my questions are so, so crazy, but I hear you. I agree with that. That is nerve wracking.
And I have to say, probably my most nerve-wracking interview had to be Katie Cook. Either Katie or Betsy Spina from Radio Disney Country.
Right. I hear you. I'm with you.
I'm sitting there and I'm going, about an hour before the interview, the nerves started kicking in and I'm going, Murph, what are you doing right now? Just calm down.
Right. That's the same feeling I get. I'm just like, okay, just calm down. They're just people. You know what I mean? Like, they put their pants on one leg at a time. I mean, they're just people. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right.
So sometimes I have to remind myself of that too. I'm just like, okay, I know you've seen them on TV. I know you may have heard them on the radio, but they are just people.
Exactly. A pretty cool story for you. I was at the Nashville Universe Awards a couple of years ago, and with my mom and my aunt, and we were at the Wild Horse, waiting for the red carpet to open up, and Mom struck up a conversation with this girl outside. So I'm there talking, the red carpet opens up, we go in, take pictures, get our seats or whatever, and not 5 minutes later, this same girl walks up to me and goes, this is going to sound weird, but I think I know you. I'm going, huh? come to find out she was an artist and had been following me on social media unbeknownst to me for quite a while.
Wow. That's a really cool feeling. And so she recognized you and she just wanted to come up and say hi. That's really cool.
And it was at the same awards about an hour or so after that pretty much the same thing happened with another artist.
Small world.
I'm like,
that is so.
I'm like, okay, this is kind of a cool feeling.
That's a good feeling. It really is. Very cool.
Oh, man. I think I'm gonna end on this. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
Let's see here. I think I really just want to I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about, of course, the Josie Music Awards, which we covered, and anyone who wants to check out more about the Josie Music Awards, they can go to josiemusicawards.com. The nomination list is there. You could purchase your tickets there, which is good for 2 days at Dollywood, which is really cool. They gave us that really cool package. So it's a day for the award show, and then also a day for friends and family, which is really neat. And then also, if you want to tune into the Josie Show, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Spotify, or you could just tune in at josieshow.com live every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And Country Blast Radio we have, which is 24/7 country music. And you can find that at our app, Country Blast Radio or countryblastradio.com. So please check out everything that we have to offer, and I hope to see y'all very, very soon. So check it all out. Thank you so, so much for having me. I had such a blast chatting with you again. Thank you, thank you.
This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you. And I'm going to get a little sappy for a second, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
That's just how I am.
I love it.
You know how much I respect you as both a host and a person. I mean,
aww.
I have a ton of respect for you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. That's why I love coming on your show. That's why I love coming on your show and why everybody else just adores you. Thank you so much. And I respect you just full-heartedly. Everything that you do it with such passion and love. And I think that's why so many people just love and gravitate towards you. So keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job. And I'm very blessed to call you a friend, and I would love to come back anytime you want me.
Absolutely. One other question that I did have for you before we wrap, and I'm not sure if we covered this last time or not, but this is kind of a big question. I'm gonna make you think on this one.
Okay.
When everything's said and done with your radio and hosting career, and you're in the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame, which is going to happen for you, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. What impact or legacy would you like to leave on this industry?
Oh my goodness, that's a really great question. Oh my gosh, I mean, I really just want to be known for, I mean, in general, not even with radio and all that, I just want to be known for being, you know, a sweet person, a nice person, someone that people can, you know, talk to whenever they're feeling down or whenever they're feeling happy, just somebody that is there for other people. And I hope that's the legacy that I leave behind, is just knowing that I have helped as many people as I possibly can through all of the outlets that we have, you know, with the network. I just hope to make people happy, and that pretty much is the only thing that I hope to leave behind. And also, just I hope people just enjoy, you know, what we're doing. And you know, I'm here for people. You know what I mean? And so that's the kind of legacy that I hope I leave behind, is just people know that they can come to me for anything.
Well, speaking personally, mm-hmm. You've always been good to me over the years, and I'm not going to forget it.
Oh, thank you. You too. And anytime you want to talk, just please let me know. And I'm going to keep looking and checking out everything that you're doing too. You're always doing so many fantastic things. So keep up the great work, for sure.
Well, I appreciate you. And the reason I asked that question. I ask it in my artist interviews too. Is I've been at this thing almost 10 years. It'll actually be 8 years in August. So and I've been kind of thinking about my own legacy in this industry. And I think I don't care about fame. I don't care about glory. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Right.
Of course, it's nice. I mean, I don't care about it at all. But
right.
I think what I just want to leave behind is I just want to be known as just being a good dude.
Right, and that's how I feel too. Because I mean, all of this, it doesn't matter if you are, you know, a horrible person to other people. You know what I mean?
Right.
The most important thing in anybody's life is that people know that you are a good person and that you are there for them. And, you know, that's the only thing really in life that you have to be. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that people really care about, you know?
Right. And I say this all the time in my artist interviews, and I'll say it to you. I mean, if I believe in you and what you're doing, and I definitely believe in you, I'll be your a biggest cheerleader and your a biggest champion.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what people gravitate and why they feel so comfortable. You know, I mean, you gotta be a type of person that is open and people feel comfortable being around you. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and I tend to pride myself on being loyal. I'm a loyalty, and that just does not extend to an end at just the music industry. If I love and care about you, you're gold. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Absolutely. I hear you. And I think that's what life is about. You know what I mean? Being there for people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, this is kind of, I ran a little bit longer than I wanted it to, but thank you again for doing this. This is so much fun catching up with you.
Oh, it's always great catching up with you too. And thank you so much for having me on the show. And I'd love to come back anytime, okay? So please, you know, contact me whenever you want to talk.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
I consider you part of the family now.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I love it.
I'll let you go and let you get back to your evening, but thank you again for doing this.
Anytime. And I hope you have a great rest of your evening as well. And keep doing what you're doing, okay? You rock, my friend.
All right, I'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my lovely friend, Miss Josie Pasentino. Let me see real quick. Let me get it pulled up right quick. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, I think we have the lovely Miss. The lovely Miss Kendall Connor joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. Keep on listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.